Of all the gifts that my parents gave me, the one I appreciate the most is that they spent the first 10 years of their life making me depression-proof. Now, my parents came from a generation that survived the Great Depression, fought a world war, but they knew a little more about the sufferings that people go through than even the rest of their generation. They met at a tuberculosis sanitarium, a home for the incurably ill. Most people alive today can't identify with that. In those days, before modern medicine and before fantastic surgery, if someone got a disease like tuberculosis, they were whisked away. They were put away in the country, in a home, and that's where they stayed. For tuberculosis, they just weren't removed from their families and their friends and forced to live in a hospital. The way that tuberculosis was cured in those days was a system called neolithorax, where a doctor would come into your room every day with a needle about 8 inches long. He'd stick the needle into your lung and collapse it. The next day, he'd come in, reinflate that lung, and collapse the other one. Every day for 7 years, they went through that. So they have a little bit to know about what makes people get depressed. As they weren't married at the time, they were children. My mother was 12 or 13 when she went in. My father was probably 17. But they separately developed ways to deal with trauma like that. And in my early childhood, that's what they taught me. I was not allowed to pout, be envious, whine, cry, or do anything, especially feel sorry for myself, that usually brings other people down. Now, I wasn't chastised or punished for doing those things. They taught me tricks, hints of the mind, and ways to deal with problems. The lesson that they taught me was that, hey, kid, bad things are going to happen. A lot of things are going to happen to you in your life. Most of them are going to be bad. Learn to deal with it. Folks who have known me throughout my life have always wondered why I don't complain, don't whine, and I deal with things as they come along. A year ago today, actually, this very day, I left Memorial Stadium. It was the last time I walked on two legs. I went home that night to a friend's house, was awakened with excruciating pain in my left leg, and rushed down to Union Memorial Hospital. Doctors couldn't find anything in the emergency room. They gave me a painkiller and told me to set up an appointment with a surgeon. 3 weeks and five doctors later, they still had not figured it out that I had an aneurysm behind my knee, and by that time I had gangrene. My left leg was removed. Since I had walked into Camden Yards the last time I walked on two legs, my plan of attack the day that I gave them permission to take the leg was that I was going to walk back into Camden Yards on opening day this year. My leg was removed on October 25th, 2010. I told everyone, my friends, my family, I would walk into Camden Yards. Most of them thought I was crazy. It was an above-the-knee amputation, which is a lot tougher than a below-the-knee. If you have a below-the-knee amputation, you have to be able to account for the loss of an ankle. I have to account for the loss of two joints, an ankle and a knee. It's much harder to walk. But that was my goal, and that was my antidepressant. That from that moment on, from the minute they took the leg, my focus was on walking into Camden Yards. That's how I was going to beat it. That's how I was not going to let my new reality take over me. Just like in my old life, I was going to take charge of my own reality. When I was released from Union Memorial, I went to a rehab facility called Harford Gardens. And the first day of therapy, I told the therapist, this is what I want to do. Every piece of therapy should be designed to strengthen the muscles that I will need to be able to walk into the stadium when the Orioles open. Now, in addition to having the importance of the fact that it was the last place I walked, opening day by itself has a meaning. Even the Orioles have hope. So for me, it was the beginning of a new life and a new hope as well that everything symbolized. I didn't get my leg till February 27th. You can't get a leg right away. The swelling has to go down. You have to be fitted and wait. So at that point, I had less than 6 weeks to learn how to walk and to get in. On April the 4th, I went down, I took a cab, and I walked into Camden Yards with the use of a walker. I took a cab. I had to get dropped off at Pickle's Pub. The police wouldn't let us any closer. The friends who were waiting for me were at the statue of Babe Ruth, which is, I don't know, probably a couple of football fields away. But at that time, it was my first time out alone and my first time walking alone. And it seemed like it was the other side. It was in San Francisco from where Pickle's was. But 45 minutes and huffing and puffing and avoiding people who are walking with text and texting at the same time. And for those of you who walk and text, it's really not a good idea. I made it into the stadium and watched the game. And I think that my message for this is that no matter what happens to you, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how traumatic your life is affected, that you can discipline yourself to take control of your own reality and to make it as good as it can be, and that anyone can do it. Thank you.